word is mighty. God's word is powerful. The Bible is the greatest book the world has ever known.
I was quietly reading my Bible one day when someone walked up to me and asked, "Why do you choose to read this book?" Well, I simply closed the pages of my book, looked him in the eye and said, "I read the Bible because the author is a personal friend of mine."
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It has durability and it will work for you and me. The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It will bring salvation to every nation. The mighty power of his word.
You can read it in the good book.
It's in the good book. So take a good look.
His word is reliable. And best of all, it's very
irreplaceable.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It will bring salvation to every nation. The mighty power. The mighty power. The mighty power of his word.
It says of itself, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. 66 books, all wrapped in one volume. It has outsold any other book that the world has ever known. It has changed more lives, and it is God's map from here to eternity.
I feed in green pastures.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord.
Another thing I found in my Bible.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully.
How do I know the Bible tells me so?
That's right!
And here's another thing.
Be good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you'll surely be. How do I know?
How do I know? It's in the book.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. This is God's gracious command. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, for so shall thou dwell in the land.
Trust in the
Lord, troubled soul.
Read in my Bible that by God's salvation we can have life, everlasting life.
For God For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son,
that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.